We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Samech Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah that Bana Bayis Chadosh, Kana Kelim Chadoshim, someone bought a new house, or no Kelim, he makes a Brach of Shech Yonu. Amar Avuna, Lo Yishanu, Ela She'en Lo Yikiyotzevhem. It's only if you bought something that you don't have before, let's say you had a Birusha, whatever it is. It's only a shachin if you never had this item before. But yes, like here, if you have the same type of item, you have a suit already, or you have this thing already, ain't tzarech levaruch, you don't make a shachiyanu. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Yechon Amar Afilu, yes, like here, it's b'em tzarech levaruch. Even if you have the same exact thing, you still, since I bought it now new, and the first time I bought something, I have to make a bracha of shachiyanu. Mechlal, what's mashma? They both agree. The chikana v'chazav chikana. It's the second time you're buying a suit or something like that. The rakol ain't tarach v'varach. Well, kulam you don't make a bracha. You don't make a shachiyanu. The fear of huna only if you never had it. And fear of yechlan is the first time you're buying it. But if it's the second time you're buying it, you don't make a shachiyanu. That's the first girsa. The chalikas of huna and Rav Yechlan. V'yigadamri amar Rav Huna lo yishanu as lo yikana v'chazav chikana. The only time you make a shachiyanu is if you're buying it the first time. If you're buying it for the second time, ain't tzarech levaruch. That means, of course, if your first time you're buying it, you make a bracha. But if you're rebuying it, Rav Huna says not to make a bracha. Even if you're rebuying it the second time, still you have to make a bracha of shachiyanu. Mechlal, the chiyesh loy v'kana, if you have it from before, let's say through Yerusha, and you buy it, you're called tzarech levaruch. So this takes it one level further, the second version, and says that Rabbi Yechon holds, even if you're buying it, you bought a suit, then a year later you buy another suit, you still make a bracha. Now just to speak out, Taisvis says that this whole din of Shechiyonah Begadim is Dafka Begadim Chashuvim Dumya Debayis Chadosh, Nokat Kerem Chadosh. It's similar to that, that's Chashuv. Avos Eni Chashuvim Kol Kakamayim, and all of them appeal, it says, shoes and socks, V'cholik and a shirt, ain't Tzarek Levarach. So it has to be something chashuv. That's what it says in Taisvis. But either way, we have here two versions of the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yechon. Right thing about Akasha and Meisve, we have a Braisa, it says like this. Bana Bayis Chadosh, someone builds a new house, Ve'en Lo Kiyotzevhem, he doesn't have a house like that before. Or Kana Kehem Chadosh Ve'en Lo Kiyotzevhem, he bought a new suit, and he doesn't have the type of suit before. Tzarech Levaruch, he has to make a Shechiyonu. Yesh Lo Kiyotzevhem, ain't Tzarech Levaruch. If you had this thing before already, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a shachiyonu. The Rav Meir, Rav Yudai Meir, bankach tzarech levaruch. Either way, you have to make a shachiyonu. So bishlam lishta kama. First lashon is very gishmak. Rav Huna is Rav Meir. Rav Huna is mamash exactly like Rav Meir. Rav Yechonon, Rav Yehuda. Yechonon is Rav Yehuda. El lishta basra. Bishlam Rav Huna is like Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna, who holds that you only make a bracha when you're buying something, so that's like Rav Yehuda. El Rav Yechonon, the Amar Kaman, El Rav Yechonon says that even if you rebuy it, you make a Shechiyanu. The Amar Kaman, like Rav Meir, like Rav Yehuda. Even Rav Yehuda holds you make a Shechiyanu is only if yesh like Yaitzebem. But if it's the second time you're buying, it could be even Rav Yehuda holds you don't make a Shechiyanu. So it comes to Rav Yechonon, it's like no one. Amar like Rav Yechonon, who didn't Rav Yehuda kana v'chaz v'kana nam yitzarech levaruch? Maybe you could tie in the fear of Yehuda also. Even if you're buying it for the second time, you have to make a bracha. Why didn't it say that case? Why did it say machlek is by yeshloi v'kana, that you have it already and you bought it? Even if it's the first time you're buying it, v'yeshloi, but you have it, ain't tzarech levaruch. And v'kolshkein, if kana v'chaz v'kana, they ain't tzarech levaruch, they don't have to make a shechiyanu. And Rav Yehuda just argues in the words of Rav Meir, benkecha benkecha, but he holds even more, he holds always make a shechiyanu. So gishtim with Rav Yechonon. Break the Gemara. Lifligu v'kana v'chaz v'kana. Take out the next words. Lifligu v'kana v'chaz v'kana. Adiach kach Rav Yehuda. Why don't we say the case is that you bought it for the second time? And tell us the chiddush of Rav Yehuda. They can still make a shachianu. And the Gemara koyech de teira adif. The koyech de teira is better to tell you we don't have to make a shachianu. That's a better chiddush. So you don't make a shachianu. That's where it's a bigger chiddush. Ad kana Gemara. And Taisa speaks out that we pass like Rav Yechonon a libud lishna basra, which means that when you buy something for the second time, you buy a new suit, even though you have a suit already, even though you bought a suit already, you still make a shechiyanu, and it's only, of course, if it's a begadim chashuvim, well, it's a begad chashuv, so then you make a shechiyanu. The whole Gemara Grada has a mashma is that you have to make loshen sarich, ein sarich. Sounds very much like you have to make a shachianu, even though it's a vuyer in halacha that it's a little bit of a reshus shachianu. But this Gemara, I don't know how to answer. This Gemara is mashma, you have to make a shachianu. It's a chiyuv to make a shachianu. What? Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. The whole Gemara. Yeah. The whole Gemara has a big mashma like that. But I didn't see anyone who speaks about it. Probably there are. So I'm speaking about it, but that's a ma'aser halacha. It's a reshus. Well, ma'aser, that's for sure. If someone buys a new suit and he buys a new suit every 2 years, zichus begad mechashuvim and zichus make a shachianu. Same thing for a talis. If someone buys a talis, he should make a shachianu. Buys a new talis. How often someone might buy a talis? Most people don't buy a talis more than once in 7 to 10 years. So of course he can make a shachianu. It's a new beggar. It's very exciting to him. So to come on, and you can ask a shayla about a hat. Same thing. People don't buy hats often. Like, you know, Shabbos hat, you know, like a borsalino. Also, it's the B'gad M'chashuvim, you don't buy it often. So you can make a shachiyon on those things. So look at the Gemara Vayta. Mevarach ha'ara. It says in the Mishnah that you make a bracha al-hara, which is dying MS, even though it's soif liyas taiva. And it says you make a bracha of a taiva meitiv on a taiv, even though it's soif liyas ra'a. So what is the case? I'm sure the Elm was very waiting anxiously since the Mishnah. What exactly is the case? Zok to Gemara. There was a flood. You had all your tvua sitting there, all your corn. It was mom's all ready to be picked, and there was a big flood, and it flooded the whole entire field. So you have the dynamics. What's the good that come out of it? Afagav the tava hil yaday, the maska ara shirton v'shvacha, and it gets better v'shibicha, and it gets better. So hashdami rahi. Since right now it's raw, that you still make the bracha of dynamics. You know, it's get better. It's master bay, you know, that it's going to even get better from the storm. It's going to even be better than before because now it got much more fertile. The soil is much better. Still, right now it's raw, you make the bracha raw. That's master bay, you know, and we'll speak another bay in the next one also. Opposite case, Val Taiva. What's the case that right now it's Taiva, later on be raw? Hekidong, the Eshkom Mitzia, you found a wallet with $14,000. After got the raw hilly today, even though it's bad, it could be bad. How? The Shomer Malka, if the Melech hears about it, he'll take it from him, and the Bayani adds on, he'll take all his other money as well also, if he does it. He'll take all his other money as well. So it'll be a Ra. Because if he just takes it, it's not Ra. But he's saying, that's the Bayani adds on. He'll take even more money from him. Hashtamiya Taiva. Lamites right now, it is Taiva. So that's why they make a bracha, and what's the pshat? Because right now it's taiva. Who knows what's going to be? I'll read you the lashon of the Ben Yainer, just in case you want to hear it. It says, in the first case, v'achshu hura, v'hu raya, ki le b'soif, yilai taiva yoyseh, shetiz davos adeu. And but the other case says, v'soifoy, sheyikech ha-melech oysa, v'chol shar memoinoi. I feel like in the varachot taiva meite, v'asher hu sham. Because right now, the matzav you are in right now is enough to make a bracha. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. It says in the Mishnah, he says, Ishtoi Mu'uberes, Ishtoi Mu'uberes, ready? And say, Oh my, Yiratzon should Teled Harid Tefillah Shav. Say, please Hashem, I want a Zach, I need a boy. The Lach is a Tefillah Shav. Break the Gemara, Lebehani Rachmi, you can't daven after a baby's conceived, you can't daven to change it. Because we know the famous Rashi and Chumash, Masav Rav Yosef, it says by Leah, after she had raised 6 Shvatim, Zach or Zulim were born already, it says, V'acha Yol Dabas Tikr Ashma Dina. And it doesn't say in the Pasuk why she gave the name Dina. Usually all the other names, it said why he gave the name, right? Because Shimon and Levi Yehuda, it says, Pam Oida Es Hashem. You know, all these things, but Dina doesn't say the reason. So Gemara asks like this another question. Why say V'acha? Am I V'acha? I'm a Rav. L'acha Shadona Leia Din La'atzmai. Leia was done din by herself and said, V'amra, she knew the real Chaydash, your base Shvatim, she knew there would be 12 Shvatim, that will come after Yaakov. She said it like this: Shish yotzi meni. I already have 6. V'arba'a min ha-shvachas. And the shvachas, Bila and Zilpah already had God, Don, Asher, and Naphtali. They had all the four other shvatim. Harei asar, it's 10 already. Im zeh zachar, if this lands being zachar, Leah said to herself, Loi te'achosi Rachel ka'achas ha-shivchos. Rachel won't even be like one of the shvachas. She won't even have 2. Miyad nehefchel abas. It turned into a bas. Dina, and that's pshan lashon dina. Dina is kudon din ba'atzmai. That's called dina, because she changed the baby. The Das Kanim says even more that Yosef really was in Leah, and Dina was in Rachel, and Malach came and switched it, switched embryos. And you know, there's people busy with this in Halakha L'maisa for these days, but L'maisa, they say, not Imaskir Masnisa, like Mars Heretz. But Daskenim does say that they switched the embryos. That's what says Daskenim off an article, look it up. But either way, the Gemara's kash is that here, the Leah says she's davened for Leah davened and changed the baby, even though it was a baby ready. So the Gemara, Imaskir Masnisa, don't bring a raya for Masnisa. And the Chavitz Hashem speaks out that there are, so what's on Leah then? So watch you daven. I'm saying, Emeskim Arsenism. So there's certain tzaddikim, that tzaddik Yisrael could daven for an ace. They could daven for an ace, and he means about Mechinim and Adais also. But Lamaisa, it's called Lamaisa and Ace, and a regular person cannot daven for an ace. That the story of Leah was within 40 days. Avada, you could daven in certain times. You know, when before 40 days, that's not decided yet what the baby will be. Tanya, the first 3 days after Tashmish, you should daven that the Zera should not be Masriach and should be able to conceive. From 3 days until 40 days, you could daven that it should be a Zachar. When it's ready to decide if it's a boy or a girl, you can't daven by boy or girl anymore. Then you daven, sandal, that the baby shouldn't get crushed. So Rashi learns from another Uber, it shouldn't get crushed. You should daven that it should be healthy, the baby. That it should be a baby that will be able to live and not be an eifel. It should come out in peace. So al kaponim, we have two truths of the kasha of Leah. Either pshat is ma'is and nisim, and that we spoke out from the chayfitz Hashem that it's tzadik zayom kudam fanes. And the second teretz is that it was toich arba'im. For the Gemara, umi mehani rachmi, does rachmim work? Bamar yitzvah the Rav Ami, that it doesn't help because even toich 40 days why? It says ishmas riyat chila. If the ishmas riyat first, you let us the keva. Ishmas riyat chila, you let us zacha. Depends who was Mizriya first. So here, where was Mizriya first? That was how it will be. You can't daven for that. Shunam Isha kis Mizriya v'yol d'zacha. It's mashmar that Isha is Mizriya first, you get a zacha. So the Gemara is kidding. They're both Mizriya at the same time, and that is where you can still daven and decide if it's be a zacha and a keva. I'm saying Grada, the Gemara Nida, I think I remember correctly, it says that if the Mizriya shnei v'asachas, that's when you have twins, like a boy and a girl. You can't ask, how do you have a boy and a girl together? Who is Mizriya Tchila? So there's Mizriya Shneim. So I guess Mizriya Shneim has a few different choices. It could be twins, a boy and a girl, and it also could be, if it's a single, you can decide which one it is. So tomorrow, it says, you're on the road, and you hear screaming coming from the town. You say, it should not be for my family, and the lach is there, you should not do that, because it's Tfilah Shav, because it's already happening. Torah Abonim. Ma'is Tfilah Zakan Shoye Baba Darach. He was coming on the Darach. Vashama Karl Tzvach Abba Ir. And he heard screaming coming from the city. Omar Muftach Ani Shein Zebesoich Beisi. I have betachin that don't not come from my house. But Allah because of Aimer Mishmur Ra Leira. Don't be scared of a Mishmur Ra because Nachin Libay Betuach Hashem. Your heart is Neman to Hashem and Betuach Hashem. So therefore, Hillel wasn't scared because he had betachin. So Freitz the Kasha betachin doesn't mean that there's nothing happened bad to you. That's not what betachin means. Betachin means that you have a betachin that everything comes from Hashem, and we know everything Hashem does is good. Goyim al chasod and toivim. Everything Hashem does is toivim, no matter what. So what does it mean? Well, how do you know one's from his house? Maybe that was a good betachin. Doesn't mean he doesn't have any troubles. Bar betachin means no one dies in the family. Nothing happens to him. So why can it be that the tzvach was coming from his house? What's pasuk pshat in the Gemara? And for the Bali Musa, shmak pshat. In his house, they knew when something happened, you don't scream. You don't scream because everything you know is good. It's from Hashem. So he heard screaming, he said, that's not from my house. In my house, they don't scream. Maybe there's Sarah's house, they don't scream from my house. That's what it means betachin. Betachin is that they don't scream in my house. That's a posh pshat in the Gemara. It's not a posh pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara writes, I'm a rabbi. Kol hecha the darsh laikra, mereshul sefer, madrish, mereshul reshul madrish. This posh is from the beginning to the end, and the beginning always says the same thing, that a baal betachin is not going to be scared. He's not going to be scared of a shmur ra. Mereisha, Madrish, Mereisha, Le Seifa, Madrish, Mishmua, Ra'a. Lo Yira, this area, the Mishmur Ra, this is from beginning to end. Mishmur Ra, Lo Yira, you're not going to be scared of Mishmur Ra. Why? My time, Nachal Libra Tuach Hashem, because if you attack Hashem, everything's the best. And Mishmur Ra, Lo Yira, also Madush, Nachal Libra Tuach Hashem, he has big Batachim, therefore Mishmur Ra, Lo Yira, he's not going to be scared of Mishmur Ra. So this Pasuk, anyway, Darshan, that's a fact that he's a Baal Batachim. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Ahu Talmud, there was this Talmud, the Haba Talmida, that because of us, they are a small Rabbi Yosef B'Shuka. There was a Talmud walking behind Rashua of Yosef and Shuk, the Tzion, the Shuk of Tzion. Chazio, the Kamafrit, he saw Rabbi Shmuel, saw his Talmud, was like, you know, he looked nervous. Omele Chata'at, you're doing Aveira to be so nervous. Chsiv, Pachtu B'Tzion Chata'am. People who are scared are Chata'am. It's good to be scared. It's praiseworthy. The person always scared. I'm like, no, who would be Torah Ksiv? That's by the Torah. That person has been very scared the whole day. Does he remember Daf Samach? The whole day has to remember. He's going to be chasming the whole day because he doesn't want to forget. Because with the Torah. But everything else, you're not supposed to be nervous about. So that's more about a similar story. Yehuda Bar Nosson have a shakal of Ozwa Sveder of Nuno. Asnach, he saw Omalei Yisurim by Yogavra. You want to bring Yisurim onto yourself. The Ksiv. That the pasuk says if someone's scared, what you're scared of is going to happen to you. Don't be scared. It says it's praiseworthy to be scared. So tomorrow, who be the retirek? That's where the retirek. So the bottom line from this gemara comes out that Baal B'tochen is not nervous about things. That's number one. He doesn't worry. And if something not so good happens, it doesn't go off the handle. And he doesn't scream. That's what comes in the Gemara. That's a real Baal B'tochen. About to get there, Madrega is very, very hard. But that's what a real Baal B'tochen is. Look at the Gemara Vayta. A nichnas lekrach. Someone who goes into a city, and Rashi Vavuyer in the Mishnah, that means you go into a dangerous city. So you daven when you're going in, and you daven going out. And the Gemara even said there's four tefillas. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on these tefillas right now. Torah Abonim. V'knisosim ha'oim. What do you say when you're coming into the Krach into Harlem. Omar Yirotzim Fanecha Hashem Velekai Shetachniseni Lekrach Zer L'Sholim. That you should let me go into the city B'Sholim. Nichnas, he got in. Omar Yirotzim Fanecha Hashem Velekai Shetachniseni Lekrach Zer L'Sholim. That you did. You brought me in L'Sholim. Brought me in peace. Bigish Lotzis, you want to leave. Omar Yirotzim Fanecha Hashem Velekai Shetachniseni Lekrach Zer L'Sholim. That you have to get out of here B'Sholim. Yotzim Omar Yirotzim Fanecha Hashem Velekai Shetachniseni Lekrach Zer. That you took me out of this krach. Zel Hashem in peace, and then you continue. Ukashem she Yisani L'Shalom Kachtel Yisheinu L'Shalom Sbechein L'Shalom Sazeinu L'Shalom. You should help me out and support me all in peace. V'Sashleinu Mekaf Kol Oyev Va'Oyre V'Bederach, and you should save me from all enemies B'Bederach. And this is not the Bach said. This is not Tefillas Haderach. This is the regular Tefillas Haderach. Tefillas Haderach is different, similar nusach, but it's a different tefillah. I'm Rav Masna. Loi Shonu, this whole din, is so it won't be again in Harlem. We'll see in a second. Loi Shonu, krach she'im don of a hargan boy. This only in a city where they kill you without bringing you to din. Maybe it's negay Harlem. Oh, krach she'im don of a hargan boy. This is only dangerous. You know how dangerous city is? That there's the people they kill without bringing you to Bezdin. They know they just kill without being down the person first. But in a place where they down the person first, so just be careful. Don't do anything wrong. Nothing will happen to you. It's not a problem. Like Rashi speaks out, just be careful, not do anything silly, and then nothing will happen to you. So it's only a sit in a krach where they kill without thinking, without bringing you to din. This says even in a place where they bring you to Bezdin, but maybe you're not going to find a good lawyer, and therefore you should daven even in such a city. Because it's very negate, it's halachic. You go to certain countries where it's a third world country and you hear these stories, you should have this tefillah in your pocket. In those days, to go to the bathhouse was very dangerous because the way they heated up the water, they didn't have like our industrial heaters. They used to have this big fire that was underground and they put boards on top of the fire. And they poured water on themselves, and there was heat from coming up through the boards, and that's how they heated up the merchats. That's how they heated up the merchats. It was like there's like these boards over a huge flame. That's what it was. So it was dangerous because if someone chas v'shalom falls through the cracks over there, land right into a fire. That's what could happen. So if we went to Beis HaMerchats, you had to have a special tefillah. Tana Banan. Hanichas Beis HaMerchats. Omer Yirotzim Panecha Hashem Lekai. Shtatzleini Mizeh Mukiritzi Mizeh. You should save me from this and from anything similar to this. Maybe some say it means like Gehenim. Valyera be dava kakol of avoin. Valyera be dava kakol of avoin. Tei mesasi kapara l'chavon oisai. And he begs Hashem, nothing should happen to me. And if something happens to me, it should be a kapara. The Maharsha speaks out that it's more scary here since he doesn't have any mitzvahs. He comes into the Beis Merkitz, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. So therefore, he is more nervous about anything happening to him. He doesn't have the protection of mitzvahs when I was in the Beis Merkitz. I don't know, I have a kasha, the Adon Melech said he had the Mila. I don't know, but the Maharsha that he's Orim Min HaMitzvahs, and that's why he's nervous. Omar Abaya, you shouldn't say this. Don't say this, that if he's going to die, it should be a kapar l'chalav and oisai. We had this before, so I did from Abaya. Omar Abaya, l'leima inesh hachi. L'liftach pelasot, pumal satan. Al tiftach pelasot, n'om rash lakish. V'chein tonam shvei d'arvei. Zilo ilma yiftach olam pivus satan. Don't give the satan any ideas. Omar Abaya, my crow. Where's a car from the pasuk? But it's the chsiv. Someone said, kemak kestoim hayinu la'amayra. Deminu, am I hadlu navos? Navi answer. Shimu dva Hashem katzinis daim. If you say that you are like daim, then Hashem calls you katzinis daim. So don't al tiftach pelas satan. Kinafi will come out of the bathhouse. B'shalom ay omer. Omrav acha moi daniel fanach Hashem alakai shidzatani min aor. That you saved me from the aor. That's what you say when you come out. Special tefillah. Rav Avo, all the story now here with the dangers of a Beis HaMerkitz. Rav Avo all the bay bani. He went into the bathhouse. Afkas bebanim atusay. The boards opened up under him. Esrach shenisav a kamal muda. He grabbed onto a beam, and shozav meyav echad gavri vechad evari. And he held another 101 people with one hand. Rashi explains how is that possible, because he held one or two people, and they held one or two people, and they held one or two people. It's a whole chain, and they held up everyone just that. He was very strong, Ravo. He held up all those people with one hand. And that was major nes. Oh, Mahainu de Rav Acha. That's the story of Rav Acha that we just said, that you say, that's the din of Rav Acha. They say, Moidan il fanecha. Mahainu de Rav Acha means, the Rav Acha, the tefillah Moidan il fanecha. Nu Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, some of Gerst. Hanichas lahakas dam, someone goes in for bloodletting. Oime yirotu fanecha shem lakai, she eisizel refuah, to be refuah, vatipa'eni, I should get a refuah, he kill right for namanata. Really, a person shouldn't look after a force, you say in the tefillah, because Hashem is a right for chaylim. Oh, but that's the minhag, so that's what I'm doing. Don't say that, because it's in the Torah you're supposed to go to a doctor. It is you're supposed to go to a doctor, like it says, my. When you finish your bloodletting, what do you say? My, what tefillah you say? You thank Hashem for healing us for free.